Yes, mate.
It's Joe, King of the Leopards. What are you doing?
Mate, great to hear from you. Basically, me and the Struts boys were currently in lockdown recording this album in like 10 days. And amazing that you just called, because basically I have this big, fat chorus that I need your big old pipes for, baby. What do you say?
I'm in, sunshine. I'm in.
The latest from the Struts featuring Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Song is called I Hate How Much I Want You. Before that, going out by request to Beth in Swissvale, that was Santana with Say It Again, going back to 1987. Zebra, Who's Behind That Door, that was an alternate version. And we opened up with new music from Nazareth, great tune. That was called Jesus, Give Me a Shirt. So this weekend, we're having our annual Massive Music Weekend right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's an event that we've had here at the station for decades. Over 60 straight hours of your favorite artists and bands in half-hour sessions. All the DJs here at the station are taking turns playing blocks of artists. And it's going to be a lot of fun and a great chance to hear new artists, maybe artists new to you that you've never heard. A lot of different musical genres. A lot of fun for us to do. A lot of fun to listen to right here on WRCT this weekend. Yours truly, EJL. I'm going to have three sets on Saturday. 3 half-hour sets featuring Billy Crane from The Outlaws, Rick Wakeman from Yes, and the great Canadian band Prism. Going to have a lot of fun putting sets together. It's going to be a great time. Massive Music Weekend this Friday through Sunday night right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. So this is new from Joe Normal and the Anytowners. The song's called Stuck in a Job. Keep it here. We got Rick Lee from 10 Years After coming up.
Gonna come running back to you. You see, I know you're hurt, man, but you're still gonna come.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM and WWRO Kibler 103.3 FM Time Travel Radio. You just heard one of my favorite 10 Years After tracks, Driving Me Crazy. 10 Years After's got a brand new album coming out, A Sting in the Tail, and on the phone with us from England, we've got 10 Years After drummer Rick Lee. Rick, how are you?
I'm very good, Eric. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Such an honor to have you on the phone. Rick, you've got a new album coming out in the stores tomorrow. It's an exciting day. Tell our listeners what they can look forward to with the new record.
Well, the record's called A Sting in the Tail, the Deluxe Edition. It's called Deluxe Edition because it has four bonus live tracks, which were taken from a subsequent live album we did called Naturally Live in Europe a couple of years ago. And the tracks, three of the tracks are live versions of what's on the studio version of A Sting in the Tail. And the fourth track is I'd Love to Change the World, which is a big hit for the band in the 70s.
Boy, that sure was. All right, 1967, 10 years after Begins. We're talking 54 years together, Rick. What's the key to sound... What's the key to sounding so vibrant and on top of things in 2021?
I'll just keep taking the tablets. No, it's... Well, for me, it's just something you've got to keep doing. It's in my blood. I wanted to be a drummer when I was about 8, I think it was, maybe a little bit younger. And I started, I think, when I was about 10. So it's just, as I say, it's in my blood, I think. The vibrancy comes from the fact that over the years, I've worked with other vibrant players. You know, I mean, Alvin Lee and Leo Lyons and Chick Churchill are all vibrant players. They're all very good musicians, you know. So that helps. I've worked with other musicians in the meantime as well. And it's the music which drives you on, you know. I mean, particularly these days when we work a lot in Europe, or we didn't this last year because of the COVID thing. But prior to that, we were working probably certainly 9 months of the year in Europe and America. The last time we were in America was 2019 for the Woodstock 50th anniversary. And then we did an anniversary tour in Europe with Canned Heat, actually, is called The Heroes of Woodstock, which was phenomenally successful. I think that's the thing is, you know, when we work in Europe a lot, there's a lot of flying, a lot of traveling time and what have you. That nowadays is quite wearing, you know, sitting in airports for 2 hours before a flight and then sitting on a flight for maybe an hour and a half or whatever. I mean, it's even longer, obviously, coming to America. Yeah, but the thing that drives you is that we do a two-hour set, that 2 hours on stage and the response of the audience. That's the thing that that you work for.
Well, let's take a listen to a track from the new album. I know you told me you've got a story about this next song. If you're just tuning in, we've got Rick Lee from 10 Years After. Their new album is out tomorrow. It's called A Sting in the Tail. This is Silver Spoon Lady, WRCT Pittsburgh. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, and that was Silver Spoon Lady, the latest studio recording from 10 years after. We've got original drummer Rick Lee on the phone with us tonight. Rick, you said you've got a story about that song.
Yeah, basically it was an idea of Chicks. Just quickly how we wrote the album. Marcus Bonfanti, our new guitarist singer, was the hub. And I went down to London to his place and wrote some songs with him. And then Colin went and did some, and then Colin Hodgkinson, that's our bass player. And then Chick Churchill went and wrote stuff with Marcus. Around about the first time we heard each other's versions of the songs was in rehearsal. And I said to him, hey, I really like that song. I said, where'd you get the idea? So I said, is that about a certain young lady that I know that you're very keen on? He said, no, it's not. He said, that is actually about my ex-wife. I said, okay, fine, because I knew his ex-wife, you know. He said, yeah. He said, the thing is, she was born with what we have a phrase in England called born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Sure.
And that means that really you don't have to worry about anything from the background you come from, you know, the education, the money and everything is in place. And that's the kind of lady he considered she was. So it's the story of that relationship.
Well, hopefully she's not getting any residuals from that song.
I wouldn't have thought so, no. It's been a long time since...
Well, Rick, you've got a new book, an autobiography you've written called From Headstocks to Woodstock. You've got a long career in this great band 10 years after. How did you write the book?
Well, I started it, it's more than 10 years ago now, but it took me about 10 years to finish it. I got about partway through and I thought, oh, I don't know if I'm going with this. And I was talking to a friend of mine in Los Angeles. And she is an agent, and she said, do you have a talk? You know, can you do a speaking event? And I said, yeah, I mean, I do have one. I have one ready. I've done a few already. And she said, well, do you have a book? I said, well, I've got a half a book. So she said, well, finish it, and then I'll get it, and we'll start putting on some speaking tours. Oh, okay, fine. So anyway, it took me another 5 years to finish it, but I got there. And the way I was able to do it, I have my own diaries from way back from the 60s right through. Bizarrely, in 1969, when we played Woodstock, my diary stops about a month before that. There's nothing about Woodstock at all, which is kind of bizarre. But I was very lucky as well. A very dear friend who was a big fan of 10 Years After, and he was at Woodstock, actually, and he put a book together called... Alvin Lee and 10 Years After, Pictorial History. But the book he had, which we sold for him for a while when we were on tour, it was just perfect. So that was the skeleton for me. And then when I came to a certain part, I think, oh, yes, I remember that. I was able to drop the flesh on the skeleton of my stories and my memories of that particular event. So luckily, in that respect, my memories work quite well. That's what it is. And the head... Excuse me, headstock book bit is I was born in a mining town, and a headstock is the tower with a wheel on the top, a winding wheel, which drops the miners down into the earth to dig out the coal. So that was the headstock. It's also a bit of a play on words, because the top end of a guitar where the tuning pegs are is also called a headstock.
Between writing books and recording new albums, do you have any plans to tour and come to the States?
Once the COVID situation settles down, and it's certainly beginning to here, then we should be able to start touring. We're planning very much to do an American tour, because the timing is a bit out really this year, because we've got the new album coming out tomorrow, as you said. And then in, I think it's June or July, not certainly the exact date yet, our old record company Chrysalis is putting out the Woodstock album, which has got six tracks that we played at Woodstock, because previously the only track available has been I'm Going Home. And I've heard that mix of that, and it's really, really good. I'm very, very pleased with it. And then in October this year, it's the 50th anniversary of the album A Space in Time, which is where I'd love to change the world for a Surfers Jose studio recording. So this year's, in a sense, would have been a very big, busy year for us, both in Europe and America, with all of that product coming out. But in a way, we're going to have to, if you like, re-promote it again next year, which we're hoping 2022 will be the touring year. One of the places, obviously, we want to hit is Pittsburgh.
We need to get you here, Rick.
Well, we'll have to come in a cold stroke, I think.
All right, we're listening to Rick Lee from 10 Years After. Well, Rick, it's that time. You know, this is something we always do on Courts in Session. Our listeners love to know what their favorite rock stars listen to in their homes. Why don't you take over the turntables? Give us a couple tracks, a couple songs that you love to play on the radio.
Well, my choices are probably a little bit strange, but the one that I really love, it gives me goosebumps down my back every time I hear this lady sing. I found it on a Quincy Jones album, Gula Matari, which was recorded way back. And it's Valerie Simpson, one half of Ashley Simpson. It's her singing Bridge Over Troubled Water, which, I mean, is just a classic track for me.
That's a great song. Give us another track.
The other track is, I'm a big, big fan of Steve Smith, the drummer. The drummer of Journey, and he has his own outfit, Vital Information. I've seen Steve play live a few times, and I'd love to hear Any Time by Journey.
Oh, what a great song. You got it. You're listening to Rick Lee of 10 Years After. He's got a new book, Headstocks to Woodstock, and the new 10 Years After album comes out tomorrow. Album's called Sting in the Tail. Rick, such a pleasure to have you on the show. We want to get you to Pittsburgh. Thanks for being on WRCT.
It's my pleasure, Eric. My pleasure entirely. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Got a gal, I like her fine, but she takes me for granted all of the time. To teach her a lesson and make her mad, I went out on a date with the best friend she had. That made her mad, boy. Hot dog, that made her mad. And she hugged me and she kissed me and she asked me not to do it again. Well, late last night when I came in, she demanded to know just where I've been.
He really put me right in my place. Instead of an answer, he laughed in my face. That made me mad, boy. Hot dog, that made me mad.
And she hugged me and she kissed me and she asked me not to do it again.
Well,
you should have seen her. Was her face red when I left and told her just go right ahead? That made her mad, boy. Hot dog, that made her mad. And she hugged me and she kissed me and she asked me not to do it again. Well, the moral is to play it cool. Let your gal know you're nobody's fool. When she gets to thinking that you're all her own, let her know that you can take her or leave her alone. That makes her mad, boy. Hot dog, that makes her mad. And she'll hug you and she'll kiss you and she'll ask you not to do it again. Yes, she'll hug you and she'll kiss you.
He'll squeeze me and he'll please me.
And she'll ask you not to do it again.
That's Robert Gordon with Rosie Flores. You're not going to hear that anywhere else on the radio dial. Song's called Hot Dog, That Made Her Mad. New from Rockabilly Legend on the Cleopatra label. Album is called Rockabilly for Life. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, having a great time with you tonight. Great time interviewing Rick Lee from 10 Years After. How cool was that? Well, we're going to get to that new album again. You're going to hear that in the upcoming weeks right here on WRCT. So, guys, I've got a dilemma. You've been hearing the latest single from Cheap Trick over the last several weeks, Light Up the Fire, and I've got a bunch of requests for it again this week. But right here in my pocket, I've got an even newer Cheap Trick single. What to do? What do I play? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to play the brand new one, the new one. This is brand new from Cheap Trick. This is called Boys and Girls and Rock and Roll.
And you are listening to my rockin' lawyer, Eric Lurie, on WRCT 88.3.
This is where good men hear Thank you very much, neighbors. Thank you so very much. So happy to be back again, Panther Hall in Fort Worth, Texas. One of the most fantastic. Honey, don't worry about the blonde hair. Let's just hang on to what we got. All right. Huh? What I'd like to know is everybody having a good time? Well, brother, if you're not having a good time, I guarantee you we'll have a good time tonight before Jerry Lee Lewis is through. Yeah. Well, you hang on to what you got. If you ain't got something, get something, all right? Boy, I'll tell you one thing. It looks like everything's going to be all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I'd like to slow it down, if I may, and do a song for you now that we done quite well with. Country feel of music. Hope you enjoy it. Goes back a little ways, but I'd love to have it on this album anyway. It's a fantastic song, one entitled, How's My Ex? My Ex Reading You. Has she had time to find someone new? Any day now will be your last. Son, I know from the past, 'cause I was once that too. time. Your two arms won't ever keep her satisfied. You can't keep her satisfied. Lord, she'll use you just the way she used me too. But up to now, how's my woman treating you?
Maybe I'm just kidding myself when I say I love you. I don't know. Loving without trusting, you get frostbite and sunstroke. Wish I felt nothing. You pimp, laughing and strutting her to my chartered seat. Your old off-night backstreet. It's been stinger to stinger, darling. It's been hard to hide. Still keep me from finishing any new love I start. Now she's moved in with you. She's keeping your house neat and your sheets sweet. And I'm your off-night backstreet. Feel your fingers feeling my face. There are some lines you put there and some you erase. Maybe I'm just dramatizing. I don't care. It's home. Can be helping when we play fair. But these sentimental journeys, late at night, high in some back room, you're calling me to be your off-night backstreet. Give me such pleasure. Bring me such pain. Who left her long black hair in our bed?
bathtub drain.
Joni Mitchell, Off Night Back Street, going out by request to Claire. Claire sent me a message on Instagram, gave me a number of bands that she wanted me to play, including Joni Mitchell. And I thought, I don't think I've ever played Joni on Quartz in Session. Well, we fixed that tonight. From one of my favorite albums, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, Glenn Frey from the Eagles on backing vocals, and Jaco Pistorius on that great bass. If you'd like to get a request on Quartz in Session, you too can follow me on Instagram and direct message me at Eric Jackson Lurie, or you can email me here at the station at WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com. Let me know where you're listening in from. Let me know how you're listening. Are you listening online? Are you listening over those FM radio waves? A lot of fun for me. Before the Joni Mitchell, you heard The Killer going back to 1966. From the By Request, More of the Greatest Show on Earth album, that was How's My Ex Treating You? The latest from Billy Crane, Heroin and Whiskey, I mentioned just a little bit ago. This weekend, from Friday to Sunday, we're going to have Massive Music Weekend, and on Saturday, I'm going to be playing a set of Billy Crane solo tunes. Go to WRCT.org, look at the Massive Music Weekend schedule, and you'll see the sets I'll be doing. You want to check that out and check out the whole weekend. A whole lot of great DJs playing a lot of great music, a lot of great music you've never heard. We opened with the latest Cheap Trick single. A big apology to the people who've been requesting the latest song, Light Up the Fire. I've got a new single, and you just heard it. It's called Boys and Girls and Rock and Roll from the upcoming Cheap Trick album. Can't wait to get my hands on that. So let's go back a few years ago to Edgar Winter with Clint Black. Quartz in Session is all about classic rock and roll artists with new music you won't hear elsewhere. This is called The Power of Positive Drinking. Check it out.
When I was just a young